Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is trying to wrangle the votes he needs to pass the Senate Republican health care bill by the end of the week. But Republican conservatives like Rand Paul want costs slashed even further. Moderates like Dean Heller of Nevada say the cuts are too much, particularly in Medicaid. Now, you'll remember Obamacare expanded Medicaid coverage beyond poor children, the disabled, and the poor elderly to include poor able-bodied adults. It's expected the Republican plan will roll that expansion back. Here's Heller's reaction on Friday.
On Medicaid expansion, probably half of the dollars that were spent on that was on mental health and opioid abuse. And the fact that we think we can pull the rug out from under that expansion of those dollars for that insurance is a big concern of mine.
Now, Medicaid is run by the states, but largely funded by the federal government. And Heller also blasted proposals to roll back those federal Medicaid reimbursements. Right now, states are pretty much reimbursed for every dollar spent. In the Senate Republican plan, that would be capped. Counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, defended the plan to ABC's George Stephanopoulos.
These are not cuts to Medicaid, George. This slows the rate for the future, and it allows governors more flexibility with Medicaid dollars because they're closest to the people in need. Medicaid's imperative.
In fact, 72 million Americans rely on the program, which began 52 years ago under President Johnson. We'll be hearing different views this week, but let's start today with Matt Salo, the executive director of the National Association of Medicaid Directors, which, Matt, means what? Who's in your association?
So we represent the 56 people in the, across the country who actually run the Medicaid program. And as you know, Medicaid is the largest health insurance program in the country, and it tends to consume about 25% to 30% of the average state budget.
Okay, so you have people like Senator Heller and others saying that the new plan from Republicans will mean cuts to Medicaid, cuts to the expansion, for instance, and you have Kellyanne Conway there saying there are not cuts. What's true in your opinion?
I think there very clearly are cuts. You're talking about taking hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars away from this program, a program that is already very lean, very efficient, very effective. And I think it's also important to keep in mind there are two things going on in this debate, one of which is a rollback of the expansion that was a part of Obamacare, but the other is something that is completely unrelated to the Affordable Care Act at all, and that's converting the Medicaid program to a per capita cap.
We'll talk a little bit about that. And first of all, your claim that the program is already very lean, most researchers agree with that. But, you know, there is a sense that there's a lot of fraud in Medicaid, abuse of Medicaid. So are you saying that you and the Medicaid directors don't see that?
There is no more fraud or abuse or waste or inefficiency in Medicaid than there is in Medicare, or then there is in private coverage. It is an effective, efficient, high-quality program.
Well, go to the two cuts then that you mentioned, or what you and others are perceiving as cuts. First of all, this rollback of the expansion. The expansion was expanding Medicaid to able-bodied adults who were poor. This is mostly young men, as it turns out. There are a lot of people who feel they should not be on Medicaid. They should be going out and getting a job. But talk about the rollback of the expansion. Why should not that happen?
I think what you're seeing in the expansion and what we've heard from Senator Heller is what we've heard from governors across the country, which is saying when you look at the data, when you look at the numbers of who we're covering and what we're spending in the expansion, it's a really, really large amount of money spent on mental health and substance abuse. And there's no question that the Medicaid expansion has been the tip of the spear that many states have used to try to confront the opioid crisis in this country.
Yeah.
And so what you would be doing is, as you are starting to stabilize individuals who have mental health or substance abuse issues or both, you'd be pulling the rug out from underneath them. And that is going to be highly problematic. That is not going to help these individuals get a job.
And we're seeing reports that many of the states that did take the Medicaid expansion did so on the condition that they would rescind that coverage for new enrollees. So these able-bodied childless adults in Arkansas, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, New Hampshire, New Mexico, Washington would lose coverage if the Senate bill were to pass and the rollback were to happen. Talk about the change in reimbursement from pretty much a dollar-to-dollar matching amount to the cap. The Senate backers of that plan say it's going to save $800 billion. What's wrong with it?
What's wrong with this is that Medicaid directors on a bipartisan basis have been calling for years for reforms, for changes to help us better manage the program. But that's not what this is. This is simply saying this partnership, this state and federal financial partnership that has existed for 50 years is going to be unilaterally revoked, and that the federal government would essentially wash their hands of the responsibility if costs started to rise beyond a certain level.
Right.
And I think the problem there is that, you know, Medicaid is and healthcare is predictably unpredictable. There are spikes in costs when we have things like a new treatment for hepatitis C. Medicaid has been used to address catastrophes like Hurricane Katrina, the Flint water crisis. And when one side of that partnership walks away from that commitment, you're really talking about the greatest intergovernmental transfer of financial risk in our country's history.
You mean from the federal government to the states?
That's right.
Well, and, you know, states would have to decide who to cut. But you said something fascinating in there, that this is not a consistent payout, that when there is, for instance, hepatitis C, which there recently was a, you know, a vaccine for that, it spiked. The payment spiked.
That's absolutely right. Costs will spike as the underlying drivers of health care go up. This is unworkable. This is unsustainable. This is going to be billions and billions of dollars cut out of the program. And that will have very, very real human repercussions.
But what do you say to people who say that's scare tactics? You know, people have said that state officials might have to decide to raise taxes or reduce payments to nursing homes. We've heard talk of, you know, eliminate benefits like home-based care for disabled beneficiaries. All of that now covered.
Oh, no, I don't think those are scare tactics at all. Those are very, very real. Governor Ducey of Arizona, very, very conservative Republican, he tells this story. He points out that Arizona was the first all-red state, Republican governor, Republican House, Republican Senate, to do the Medicaid expansion under Obamacare. And the part of the rationale he gives is that Arizona used to have, you know, pre-ACA, relatively generous coverage. But then when the recession hit, the state found itself, you know, without enough money to maintain Medicaid coverage at that level.
And one of the worst housing crises in the country.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. They ended up having to roll back coverage in a way that is eerily reminiscent of what would happen under this bill. And what the governor says is that put us in the position of sitting across the table from a 55-year-old man who had just gotten coverage, just gotten successful treatment for cancer, and is in the midst of that treatment, and we had to say, sorry, you're done. No more coverage for you. There's nothing you can do about that. He has communicated this to the congressional leaders. If you put us in the position of having to do that again, and again, keep in mind there's at least 17 Republican governors in states who have done the expansion, he said, you will put us in the political minority for the next generation. So when there isn't enough money to go around, you're going to have to look at, you know, where do you spend your money? And when you look at Medicaid, and I think this is really, really important, 2/3 of the Medicaid program is spent on seniors, people with disabilities, and long-term care. That's where the money is. And if you're taking hundreds of billions of dollars out of it, that's where you're going to have to go to find the savings. States are just not going to raise taxes in order to cover $800 billion in cuts. And anyone who thinks that's going to happen has been ignoring the dynamics, the political and fiscal dynamics in state capitals for the past decade. That's not going to happen.
Well, you mentioned the cuts that might happen. Probably those will happen before the cuts to the 76% of all poor children in the United States who are covered by Medicaid, the 60% of all children with disabilities. Matt Salo, the executive director of the National Association of Medicaid Directors, thank you.
Thank you.